Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Bikurim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnahs are being learned Leilu Nishmas, Maris Miriam, Sarah, Basar, Biaka, Maisha, Hernish, Shama, Shadav, and Uliyah, and Beschos, Rachel, Basar, Gittel, and Daniel, Yezra, and Spy, Rachel, Deshbi, Gibench, Mazar, Shal, Kayoma, Bekarv, Mamish. And Mishnah Beis continues with the theme that we started in Mishnah Aleph. In Mishnah Aleph, we compared Truma to Bikurim, and we contrasted it to Maiser Sheni, which means we showed how Truma and Bikurim were similar to each other, and how they're different than Maiser Sheni. And now the Mishnah says, Yesh, Ba Maiser, Ba Bikurim, Masha, Enkin, Ba Truma. But we also have some similarities between Maiser Sheni and Bikurim that do not apply to Truma. What are those? Shah Maiser Bikurim to Unin Havas Makam. Both Maiser and Bikurim have to be brought to the place. We know that Maiser Sheni has to be brought to Yerushalayim, and Bikurim have to be brought to Yerushalayim. Bikurim actually has to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. Utu Unim Vidui. Both Maiser Sheni and Bikurim require Vidui. We've already learned previously that when a person brings his Bikurim, he has to say certain psukim. That's called Vidui Bikurim. And what's the Vidui of Maiser? So we've already had this in Maseches Maiser Sheni, and we mentioned in other Masechtas as well, that there's something called Bir Maisres, that Pesach time of the fourth year of the Shemitah cycle, and on Shemitah itself, a person has to get rid of all the maestros that they have in their house, and there are certain psukim that they have to say, that's called vidui maestros. Furthermore, of asurim la'ainain, maestro sheni, an ainain is not allowed to eat maestro sheni or bikurim. What's an ainain? That's a person who had an immediate relative die, and they weren't buried yet, so they're an ainain. Whereas Reb Shimon Mati, Reb Shimon allows an ainain to eat bikurim, that's because he says that bikurim is compared to truma, and an ainain is allowed to eat truma, so an ainain is allowed to eat bikurim. Continues the Mishnah of a chayav and bibir. Both maeser sheni and bikurim, they need bir. As we just mentioned, bir is that by Pesach of the fourth year of the Shemitah cycle, and seventh year, and on Shemitah itself, a person has to get rid of all the maesers from their house, so both maeser sheni and bikurim require bir, whereas Reb Shimon Pater's bikurim from bir. The Mishnah continues, v'asurim kol shehin milechel b'Yerushalayim. They aser even a kol shehu, and it has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. Now what this is referring to is that if some maeser sheni in Yerushalayim, or some bikurim in Yerushalayim, falls into a mixture of regular chulin, there's no bittul over there, and the entire mixture is now considered either maeser sheni or bikurim, and it has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. It's not allowed to be taken out of Yerushalayim. Furthermore, v'giduleim asurim milechel b'Yerushalayim, something that grew from this mixture of bikurim or maeser sheni, meaning if let's say we have some bikurim grain or some maeser sheni grain that got mixed up with regular chulin grain, and then it was planted, and then something grew from there, so anything that grows from there also has to be eaten in Yerushalayim, and is not allowed to be taken out, meaning it's treated like maeser sheni or bikurim. And aflazarim v'la behema is also usher to not kehanim and to animals, which means if we're talking about something that grew from a mixture that bikurim fell into, that's usher to not kehanim. It has to be eaten by kehanim. And if we're talking about something that grew from a mixture that maeser sheni fell into, that's not allowed to be fed to animals. Whereas Reb Shimon Mater, Reb Shimon does allow something that grew from these mixtures to be eaten by anyone. That's because he holds that once it grew, it's completely batal and it's not considered like bikurim or maeser sheni anymore. And the Mishnah concludes, Hareilu b'maeser v'bikurim. All these things apply to Maaser Sheni and Bikurim, Masha Enkin Batruma, they don't apply to Truma. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, the Mishnah tells us, Yesh Batrumu v'Maiser, Masha Enkin b'Bikurim. Now we have some similarities between Truma and Maiser that do not apply by Bikurim. What are those? Sha Truma v'HaMaiser, Oysrimas HaGayrin. Truma and Maiser, Aser the Gairin, which means that a person is not allowed to benefit from any of their produce unless they take Truma and Maiser off. By Bikurim, we know that's not true. Furthermore, V'Yesh Lahem Shir. Truma and Maiser has a specific shear that has to be taken off. For we know that Midai Raisa, Maiser is a tenth, and Truma, even though there's no shear Midai Raisa, but Midrabanan, the shear of Truma is a 40th, 50th, or 60th of his produce. But Bikurim doesn't have a shear. Furthermore, Vinaygin Bechala Peirais, Maiser and Truma apply by all sorts of produce, whereas Bikurim, we know, applies only by the Shivas Haminim. Furthermore, Bifnei HaBayis V'Shalai Bifnei HaBayis, Truma and Maiser, there's a chiv to take off whether or not we have a Beis HaMikdash. That's what the word bias over here means. We know that Bikurim is only when we have a Beis HaMikdash. And lastly, Uva Arisin, Uva Chaycharos, Uba Sikrikon, Uba Gazlan. Truma and Maiser also need to be taken off by a person who's an Aris or a Chayker. As we've already said, that's a person who's somewhat renting the land from the owner. And Sikrikon and Gazlan are people that stole the land. They also would have to take off Truma and Maiser. The Mishnah concludes, Harei Elu B'Truma V'Maiser, Masha Enkin B'Bikurim. All these things apply by Truma and Maiser, and they do not apply by Bikurim. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalar, and hey, continuing with this theme, for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.